Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I'm your preacher today too, coming to you from the United States on the shores of Lake Erie with a preaching today that I'm calling Don't Go. The Gospel is from Matthew. Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, also known as Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon the Cananean, and Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and enter no town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news, the kingdom of heaven has come near. And thus ends the reading. 'Tis interesting that Jesus gives them all authority to cure every disease and every sickness, but tells them, but don't go to the Gentiles or the Samaritans, just stay with the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As if God's healing is only for them. 'Tis other examples of that in the Gospel, but it's put against the idea that at the end of Matthew's Gospel, he sends them out to the whole world. It seems like the thing is, there's a time to just minister here, and there'll be time later to go out to everyone. And there's plenty to do here if you're going to cure every disease and every sickness of every person that you come across just within 10 miles of where you are now. Let's just say you'll be busy. So what can we do about this in our own lives? Perhaps it's look at ways that we need to keep looking out into the broad world to find things to do, good things to do, and just look to our local community, to our own family. Isn't there enough sickness right around us that we need to do something about? Certainly, the kingdom of heaven coming near means we have to let people know who encounter us what the kingdom of heaven is all about. Healing people. But it's not going to be fully here until that's done to everyone. But you know what? That's going to be another day. Not today. Just let the kingdom come near today to the people near you. That'll be enough. God bless you.